About 1 million Americans are living with Parkinson's disease. It's a neurodegenerative disorder that can cause tremors, balance issues, even hallucinations and delusions, along with a lot of other symptoms. 2 years ago, a new drug was approved to help with hallucinations and delusions that afflict people with Parkinson's, where there are often few treatment options.
Nuplazid, pimavanserin, is the first and only FDA-approved treatment for hallucinations and delusions associated with Parkinson's disease, or PD psychosis.
Nuplazid was fast-tracked to the market by the Food and Drug Administration. Manufacturer Acadia Pharmaceuticals got approval after just 6 weeks of trials and only 200 patients. And most drugs undergo years of study before gaining approval. Well, since then, more than 1,800 adverse events reports have been filed with the FDA, and at least 500 people have died while taking that drug. Diana Zuckerman is president of the National Center for Health Research. They're an FDA and pharmaceutical industry watchdog group. And she says these breakthroughs drugs can be appealing for patients in dire need, despite the risks, but that fast-track labeling can be misleading.
It has to be a breakthrough in terms of potential treatment, but it doesn't actually have to be proven to work. So in order to get these drugs on the market more quickly, the FDA allows a lot of different shortcuts. One of them is studying a drug for only 6 weeks when the patients are going to take it for months or perhaps years. Another is having fewer patients so that if a few of them die, you don't know if they've died because of the drug or they would have died anyway. You know, all of those issues of safety and effectiveness really require longer-term studies with thousands of patients, and that's not what happens with a breakthrough drug. Those are not the standards that are used.
We mentioned 1,800 adverse event reports to the FDA. Those can pour in for lots of different reasons. And when they first pour in, the FDA doesn't know if the drug is the cause or not. But what do regulators now think happened once this drug got approved on a fast track after only 6 weeks of testing?
I think those are still questions that need to be answered. But these are Parkinson's patients that are far along in Parkinson's, you know, very fragile, and they're hallucinating or they have delusions. That's the whole purpose of the drug. So you have people that are very ill, and if they take the drug and they have more delusions or more hallucinations, you don't know if that means the drug isn't working or might even be making matters worse. And if the patient dies, the patient's doctor, who might know the patient quite well, has no way of knowing if the patient died because they took the drug or they would have died anyway. It's up to doctors to report on a voluntary basis whether they think that a patient taking a particular drug had a bad reaction to the drug. And honestly, most doctors don't report that.
How does this breakthrough drug designation, Dr. Zuckerman, fit in with right to try laws? We heard President Trump mention right to try in the State of the Union address. Lots of lawmakers applauded for that. It's certainly a thing that drug companies are interested in. What does right to try mean, and how does this fit in?
The right to try bill that was introduced in the House, and there's one in the Senate, actually passed in the House and passed in the Senate, but they're two different bills. They make it easier for a patient to get access to a drug that has not been approved by the FDA yet. So the purpose of the right to try legislation is if a drug has started being tested, it only has to go through what's called phase one trials. And phase one trials are the most preliminary, earliest studies on humans. It could be 5 or 10 people. Sometimes the people that are studied in these early trials aren't even patients. They're healthy volunteers. They can be college students or unemployed people looking for, you know, a few extra dollars. So at the end of a phase one trial, all you really know is that this drug did not cause people to drop dead immediately or have some really dramatic, terrible reaction. But you don't know whether it's safe in a more meaningful way, safe if it's taken every day for a month, and you absolutely know nothing at all about effectiveness because that's not even looked at. So the right to try bill would allow any drug that has completed these very early studies to then be sold at cost to any patient who wants it as long as their doctor said it was okay. and the FDA would have nothing to do with it, would have no say in it at all. And the only thing that would restrict access to these experimental, completely unproven drugs would be the pharmaceutical company that makes the drug. The whole purpose of these laws is to basically get rid of the role of the FDA. And what's relevant here is that the FDA has already lowered the standards of what they'll approve very far down. They've already lowered those standards enormously, but they are still making determinations of how safe they think a product is and whether they think the benefits outweigh the risks. And what Right to Try legislation would do is get rid of even that layer of protection.
Well, what's likely to happen here with Nuplazid? Will it be pulled back entirely, carry new warnings that patients who are desperate may still try it, but they should be aware of the risk of severe injury or death? Where's this going?
It's hard to know what's going to happen next. My understanding is that this drug does come with what's called a black box warning. That's the strongest warning that the FDA does provide, similar to the black box around cigarettes where they warn you not to smoke. But the black box warning for Nuplazid actually is apparently identical to the warning for many other drugs. It's not really specific to this one drug. So at the very least, it needs to have a warning that makes it much clearer that Parkinson's patients who take this drug could die suddenly, could die sooner. But I think from a practical point of view, once it becomes known that an expensive drug is not working very well, that there's no good evidence that it's helpful and that it can be deadly, gets harder and harder to sell it, and there get to be a lot more lawsuits.
Dr. Diana Zuckerman is president of the National Center for Health Research. Dr. Zuckerman, good to talk to you.
Great to talk to you.
Acadia Pharmaceuticals has released this statement on its drug, Nuplazid. The company says the safety of patients has always been and continues to be Acadia's top priority. We remain confident in the efficacy and safety of Nuplazid that supported its approval by the FDA and stand firmly behind it.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.